It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country's way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. As always, it is a privilege, it is an honor to be able to speak with you about the things of God, the good things, the things of truth, the things of honor, the things that bring happiness and joy into the lives of people. It's just such a privilege. You look back over your life, and I suppose many people come to the end of their life and they have great regret because of bad decisions that they've made. First off, let's get something real straight. There is no end to your life. Your life is going to continue in one of two places. You're either going to go into gross darkness, outer darkness, hell, and damnation forever, or you're going to enter into the kingdom of God, which is going to be in the eternity of eternity. There's no other choice. I know we don't like to think about it. About the only time we actually kind of allow the thoughts dealing with these things to go through our minds are at funerals. And you're sitting in a funeral and you got a preacher up there, whether you're paying attention to him or not paying attention to him. And you're wondering, what is life? What is death? Where did my son go? Where did my dad go? What happened to them? Is that it? You stand beside the grave and you see that casket lowered into the ground and you say, well, I guess that's it. That's just like some dead animal that's been run over on the road and they're gone and we'll never see them again. It's not what the Bible says. It's not what the inside of the spirit of man says. Inside of every human being is this knowledge that we were created to live forever. We were created to be eternal. Adam and Eve was not created to die. Adam and Eve was created to live forever. Scientists tell us that every 7 to 11 years, every cell in our body is renewed and made new. You weren't made to die. You were made to live. And our inner man knows that. And so we sit at a funeral and we think, what happens here? What happens? We look at nature. Nature yearns to be free. All nature wants to be free. We were created to be free, to be responsive to our Heavenly Father, to our Creator, to love Him, to worship Him, and He would lead, guide, and direct our lives. But because man fell under the power of demonic spirits of delusion and deception, and their minds are deceived, they come up with all these crazy ideas and thoughts, and it's horrible. Look, Romans 1 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Foolish hearts. What is a foolish heart? Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. When you say there's no God, you become a fool, because all nature screams the reality of a creator. Even known evolutionists, important people, professors, scientists, they'll tell you right there in their own statement, they say, we know that evolution is not true. We know it, but the alternative is something we reject. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear that the universe was created by a God. We don't want to hear it. Therefore, we choose to believe the lie, the evolutionary theory. Isn't that sad? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, yes, I am a doctor of biology, I am a doctor of physics, I am a doctor of this, I am a doctor of that, and I am very wise. Really? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Why? Because they said in their heart, there's no God. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Man became God. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now I want you to look at the left in this country today. I want you to look at the shameful things that are transpiring. I want you to look at the degenerates, the horribleness of the activities that many on the far left perform. And then they're not content just doing them themselves. They want to turn around and push them on us, make us get involved with it, make us want to have to go to the bathroom with some man that says he's a woman, and that gives him the right to go into the restroom with other women. That's weird. And it says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worshipped and served the creature, that's man, or that's the earth, or that's the universe. The universe is God. The creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. And for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of their woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Now that's pretty clear. And you say, well, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. But then look at those, look at what is happening in our country to folks who have chosen to put God out of their minds. Look at their lives. They're being destroyed. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Which brings you back to the scripture that we were dealing with in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And that was, but they have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, we're not trying to deceive you here. We're not trying to mess with you. We're trying to show you the truth. In whom, and it said, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid from them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Dan Malone is going to sing Broken. Disregarding the scorn,
loved and his own perfect son sent here to show me the love of the Father. Just for love it was done. And though
What a beautiful song. You know, sometimes that's what has to happen to us. We have to just be broken in our heart because of some terrible thing that has happened that robbed us, deprived us of something that we cherish. God didn't do it. God's not the author of death and evil and destruction. He's the author of life. We talked a little bit about that, about how it's important that we speak the blessings of God, we speak the salvation of God, we fill our heart up with His goodness. But sometimes things happen, and we're broken. And at that point, we cry out to God. And the Bible says He is very nigh unto those who are of a broken heart. Let Him have control of your life. He loves you. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus. No freedom.